Right now it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off in the National Hockey League, okay? And go over some of the scores and see who played yesterday. The Islanders defeated the Bruins 1-0. The Buffalo Sabres over the Flyers 6-1. See if there's any other local teams that played yesterday. No. Today, the Devils and the Rangers tangle at 7 p.m. All right. So that is the National Hockey League. Now, going over to the NBA, let's see if we had a game. Hey, the Knicks got a win over the Orlando Magic 91-84. All right. For the Knicks, the Nets just beat the Bucks 125-123. And those are the only local teams that play. The Nets play tomorrow. Actually, the Nets play the Cavaliers. The Celtics will play the 76ers on the schedule. All right? All right, so we got that done. What else do we have in sports? Of course, there's not much going on. Drew Brees has retired. And Drew Brees really will go down as one of the top five quarterbacks of all time in the NFL. Of course, the Chiefs quarterback, Mahomes, in concussion protocol, I think he will be back for this weekend's games. By the way, the NFL will not allow in-person workouts for scouting combines. They'll have to find some other way to do it. All right. A Tennessee football program is starting over from scratch again, this time after their coach, Jeremy Pruitt, and nine others were fired Monday for cause when an internal investigation found what university chancellor called, quote, serious NCAA violations. All right. Marshall has hired Alabama assistant Huff as their football coach. Major League Baseball. Mets general manager Jared Porter standing with the team could be on shaky ground this morning following a report late Monday indicating he sent unsolicited text and images to a female reporter in 2016. What is the matter with these folks? What is the matter with them? Amazing. Archie Bradley and the Philadelphia Phillies have finalized a $6 million one-year deal. That sounds like a lot, but folks, take my word for it. It's not really a lot. When you look at, I mean, it's a lot to you and I, but when you look at other contracts, $6 million a year, $6 million a year to most athletes who are professional athletes would be, imagine. You're looking at $100 million, $120 million, $175 million a year. So with the creme, the creme de la creme. That $6 million sounds like a lot, but it's not. It's funny, though, because my mother always wanted a basketball player. And she had hockey players, she had soccer players, tennis players, and me, who didn't play anything. I was a spectator. But now we know why my mother wanted to have a basketball player. But she never got that. Sorry about that, Mom. Like I said, I turned into the fan. 6:43 right now. That is a check on sports on Robinhood Radio.